I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 16th. Quincy school officials say they will work to make the environment and culture in the schools much better for students and work to the extent possible to end racism. That statement comes after students walked out of Quincy High School last Friday to protest a video that contained racist hate speech from a student. A similar protest occurred at Braintree High School yesterday for the same reasons. Quincy City Solicitor Jim Timmons has reworked his proposal to build a new apartment building at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy says the new building will have 21 rather than 24 units, reducing the size of the fourth floor. McCarthy says the building will sit further back from C Street and now complies with parking regulations. A neighborhood meeting on the plan will be held Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Coddington Building. A virtual meeting will be held Thursday at 7 o'clock regarding plans for a new development on Beale Street in Wollaston. A developer is proposing a 4-to-6-story building with 80 apartments and 6 ground-level retail stores at Beale, Chapman, and Cushing Streets. The current buildings and 2 4-family houses would be torn down to make room for the new development. Thomas Crane Public Library Director Megan Allen and Veterans Services Director George Nicholson have both announced their plans to retire. Allen will step down next spring after almost 18 years with the library, the past 8 of those as the director. Nicholson has served as Veterans Services Director since 2014. Both positions are appointed by the Quincy mayor. An elderly Quincy man who was reported missing Monday returned home safely early today. 72-year-old Jose Silva was reported missing on Blue Hill Avenue in Mattapan. Police tweeted that he returned home early this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, November 16th.